This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A long process underway now in the U.S. Senate, heading toward a final vote on President Trump's budget bill. Republican leader John Thune.
Republicans fundamentally have believed that it's better if you allow the American people to keep their own money, that you distribute power out of Washington, D.C., back to state and local governments who are closer to the people and can make better decisions that are more informed by what's actually happened in their individual states.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer sees it like this.
There's a small group on that side of the aisle, MAGA hard right-wingers, who are dictating what's happened, and all the rest of the Senate, senators on the Republican side, who know it's wrong, go along.
The U.S. Supreme Court says it will take up a campaign finance case as Republicans look to shelve limits on what parties can spend in coordination with candidates for Congress and president. Zachary Shemtob of the SCOTUSblog.com.
It's a challenge to whether political parties can be restricted from spending money on campaign advertising with input from political candidates. So this could potentially upend campaign finance regulations a great deal.
The Trump administration says it's investigated Harvard University and found the school failed to protect Jewish students from harassment and is now threatening to cut off all federal funding. Now to New York, CBS's Katrina Kaufman is covering the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial.
The jury has now gone back to deliberate. After all of these weeks of testimony, 34 witnesses, they are going to be deciding whether they ultimately think that Sean Combs is guilty of these crimes.
Police in Idaho call it an ambush, a man who they say set a fire, then shot at first responders, killing two firefighters. CBS's Andres Gutierrez says the body of the suspect was found.
They said that they found him after deputies ended up pinging his phone. There was a phone that had been in that particular spot for several hours right after 3 o'clock and had not moved since.
A dramatic rescue at sea, as we hear from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
A Disney cruise line ship was returning to Fort Lauderdale when a child fell overboard and her father jumped in after her. The crew threw life preservers into the water and launched rescue boats to save them, while the father treaded water with his daughter in his arms. The heroic rescue caught on video and posted on social media by passengers who cheered when the mission was complete.
This word, President Trump will visit a new immigration detention facility in Florida that's been labeled Alligator Alcatraz tomorrow. Checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 174 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Common Council meets tomorrow night to discuss water projects, public safety funding, and a mayoral liquor license veto. The agenda also features talk about firefighting training grants and a parking lot closure for a veterans event. The meeting is at the library. You can go deeper on that agenda at racinecountyeye.com. A vacant industrial building on Kenosha's north side suffered heavy fire damage last night. No one was inside the former North American Salt plant and no injuries were reported. The cause is under investigation. Flags across Wisconsin are at half-staff to honor Milwaukee police officer Kendall Quarter, who was killed responding to a shots fired call last week. Governor Evers ordered the tribute with the suspect in custody. Flags will be lowered through tomorrow and on the day of Quarter's interment. Microsoft and UW-Milwaukee have launched a $3 million AI lab to help Wisconsin manufacturers adopt automation technology. The aim is to boost innovation and competitiveness statewide. And the Recplex in Pleasant Prairie is putting a new rooftop solar system on the facility. It's expected to cut energy use by 15% and save nearly $4 million over the system's lifespan. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
New deal for Bobby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks offering Bobby Portis Jr. a three-year contract extension worth $44 million. Portis asked why he's grateful Doc Rivers is his head coach.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball and just letting the game come to me, and it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Meanwhile, Kevin Porter Jr. has declined the Bucks offer to stay in Milwaukee and is instead headed to free agency. Baseball. Brewers have the day off. They travel to New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing in extra innings yesterday to the struggling Colorado Rockies, 4-3. Not enough production at the plate, said Pat Murphy.
We had three hits through the ninth inning, I believe, and one was a bloop and one was an infield hit. We had four hits and two homers that were timely and great. More and more, we couldn't finish the job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny skies with a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. It's 80 degrees at our studio.
The rest of the story with Paul Harvey, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The rest of the story. The city of Edmonton, Alberta, trembled with excitement at the news. The triumphant athletes were returning home. 20,000 admirers overflowed Market Square and jammed the streets. Traffic came to a standstill. In fact, the hometown celebrities themselves had to get out of their cars and plunge into the throng, escorted by scores of mounted police. And then, at last, to the chanting and cheering of Canadian sports fans, of the World Championship Edmonton team reached the platform in the middle of the square. The 49th Battalion Band saluted them with a rousing anthem. A host of dignitaries, including the provincial premier, proclaimed their praise. And as the glow of a dozen bonfires and a shower of dazzling fireworks illumined the falling night, an impressive parade was launched into the brimming boulevards. Never before in the history of that capital city had there been such grand festivities. For Edmonton had been the home of some spectacular sports teams. A National Hockey League team that claimed back-to-back Stanley Cups in 84 and 85. A Canadian Football League team with a record holding five consecutive Grey Cup victories to their credit. But the athletic organization whose joyous, victorious 1924 homecoming you've just relived was Edmonton's basketball team, the Edmonton Grads, which the inventor of basketball, Dr. James Naismith, called the finest basketball team that ever stepped out onto a floor. Their record-shattering accomplishments comprise the rest of the story. The Edmonton Grads dominated their sport through all of the years they were a ball club, from 1915 to 1940. Of the 522 games they played in those 25 years, the Grads won 502 of them. That's better than 96%. At local, provincial, national, and international levels, they won 108 championships. Not once did they ever lose a Canadian championship contest. Before basketball became an Olympic sport, the Grads went to the Olympics anyway and played 27 exhibition games, and they won all of them. When a U.S. university basketball team wins more than 60 games, anything more than 60, that's headline news. The Edmonton Grads once won 147 consecutive games. Then they lost one game, and then they retaliated with a spectacular 78-game winning streak. In all of the 25 years they played, only 48 names appeared on the team roster. And all but two of those players had something remarkable in common. They were graduates of the town's commercial high school. They had played for the high school's basketball team. And so the name, the Edmonton Grads. The history of basketball is yet in the writing, but there may never be another team like this one. Not only because of their stratospheric statistics, for the invincible Edmonton Grads, the team deemed best ever by basketball's own inventor, was exclusively comprised of former members of the commercial high school girls' basketball team. In a sport ordinarily identified with sky-hooking, slam-dunking, court-pounding supermen, the best ever were women. And now you know.
Really?
The rest of the story.
Now I know. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Twice daily, 7:25 with the award-winning Don Rosen. And again at 12:05, great kickoff to the afternoon here on WRJN.
Memorial Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've got tickets that we're willing to give away. Do I have your attention now? To see the Brewers, Friday the 25th, play the Marlins at AmFam Field. And you can win them just by signing up. You don't have to buy anything. And the big deals section of our website at WRJN.com.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Midwesterners believe in hard work, learning valuable skills, and making smart decisions. We have a right to the things we are willing to work for, but we know that sometimes we all need a little help when things get tough. We believe in helping those who've been knocked down or left behind, and we do that. And so should our government. The current budget bill going through Congress is supported by people who have forgotten that they are there to work for us. Instead of giving tax dollars back to us in times and in places where we need help, they want to give it away to those who don't need it. A lot of billionaires worked hard for their money, and good for them. But our government giving them tax breaks that simply increase their wealth is not a smart decision, and it's not what Midwesterners know is fair. We all deserve the opportunity to increase our standard of living. We don't want handouts. We just want a fair shake, and this budget bill does not do that. Call your representatives and tell them that the hardworking middle class needs a budget bill that works for us. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
W-R-J-N. Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. My hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh,
try to speak. My inside shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. And Dan Marcus guiding you through your Monday. On a holiday week, hopefully this is a short work week for you. Enjoy if it is. Let's get you up to speed on what's happening with Stuart J. Waddles coming along here in a few seconds with another WRJN Radio Park Newsroom update.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Common Council gathers tomorrow night with a full agenda. There will be talk about water infrastructure projects, public safety funding, and whether to uphold the mayor's veto of a liquor license. The council will also consider grants for firefighter training and improvements, as well as a request to close Festival Hall's parking lot for a veterans event. The meeting is open to the public at the Racine Public Library. You can go deeper on that Common Council agenda at racinecountyeye.com. Wisconsin's flags are being lowered to half-staff today in honor of fallen Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder. Governor Tony Evers issued the order as the community mourns Officer Corder, who was shot in the line of duty last week. Corder and his partner responded to a shots fired call. While Corder lost his life, his partner is expected to recover. The suspected shooter, 22-year-old Tremaine Jones, is in custody and faces likely homicide charges. The Milwaukee Police Department released a video today of Officer Corder previously talking to new officers.
Hey, I'm Officer Corder, District 2, Milwaukee Police. I'm a police officer. I love being a police officer. It's an exciting job. It's never a dull day. You never know what's going to happen. So that's one reason why I like being a Milwaukee police officer.
In his statement, Governor Evers expressed his condolences, calling Corder a dedicated public servant whose loss will be felt throughout Milwaukee and the state. A Racine man convicted of shooting his mother's boyfriend has been sentenced to 5 years of probation. Damian Mason could have gotten up to 60 years in prison after being found guilty of attempted second-degree intentional homicide. Mason was 17 at the time, claimed he was defending his mother, and his family and supporters argued he should have been protected by Wisconsin's self-defense law. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Today I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, boys and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. That you've given me, I want you to know I believe.
guitars and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, with the WRJN Sand and Surf Report for this afternoon, saying that we'll see a high temperature of 84 degrees, waves under 1 foot, 67 degrees is the water temperature. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report, sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating, from drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time. Dutch. Now, does that mean they were from the Netherlands or Belgium? I'm terrible when it comes to geography that way. I admit it. I got straight C's in geography at St. Clement's Grade School, Lancaster, Wisconsin. I'm not proud. From Louisiana now, here's John Fredner's Playboy Band, WRJN.
Judy in the sky. Wearing your bracelets and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweep spiral with God, Judy in the sky with dances.
Come to me tonight. Come to me tonight.
Just take your glasses.
WRJN.
I wanted
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Dan Marcus wishing you a happy 4th of July week. It's coming up. This is the last day of the month of June. Tomorrow is July. Where is this year going, man? Well, I'll tell you, tomorrow, Racine Alderman talking about the upcoming Fourth Fest activities will be one of the highlights of the Don Rosen Morning Show. There are so many, too many to count. So check out Don Rosen tomorrow talking about the upcoming Fourth Fest activities on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
You're invited to the soft opening of Mahoffers on Main July 1st. Be the first to experience Racine's newest hotspot, Mahoffers on Main, located at 236 Main Street. Grab your crew, throw on your favorite boots or sneakers, and get ready to make some memories. Serve an ice cold beer, house poured moonshine, and top shelf whiskey. Everything for a great night out. With a playlist that hits everything from country classics to party anthems and throwback jams, there's something for everyone on the speakers. Doors open at noon July 1st.
Join the Racine Raiders for Military Appreciation Night this Saturday against the Fayetteville Commandos from North Carolina. All veterans and active duty military and reserves get in free. Operation Barbecue will also have a free tailgate for those that served or are serving in the military. Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Huh? Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Season 10, 10, 10. And it's time to
News, timeless hits, WRJN. It's a different drum. It's the title of the song. Oh, yeah. I got a drum. You got a bongo.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's a key day in the U.S. Senate for President Trump's budget bill.
Senate will come to order.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the mission today...
Senate Republicans